With us this evening again, appreciate the faithfulness for you to come and help support the revival.
Okay, we're going to start the evening off with number 438 out of the Songs of Faith.
I'll see you.
72 verses in number 72. Amen. You got something, Mason, on your heart?
All right.
72.
Services I've got left.
Bless your heart, Teddy.
But I do know this, I don't have any to waste.
Amen.
Amen. Let's just go to meeting tonight.
Amen.
This might be all of us's last night.
Amen.
Amen. Last opportunity, amen, to lift the Lord up on this side. Amen. Amen. Let's take advantage, amen. It's a wonderful opportunity, Robert.
Amen.
God gives us every time we come into God's house.
Amen.
To worship Him.
Amen.
It's just good. Amen. Tonight to be in God's house. We'd like to welcome everybody, all of our visitors. Appreciate you for coming. I trust the Lord bless you by coming this way tonight. Amen. Has anybody got any unspoken prayer requests? But lift them hands. Amen. If the ladies want to meet on this side, the gentlemen on this side, we'll have an offer of prayer tonight. Let's keep the service in our prayers that God's will be done here tonight. Brother Wesley, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Our most kind and gracious
Lord, our Father, our
I'm
Today's Good Friday, ain't it? I think every one of us knows this song. It's number 3, please, ma'am.
Bless the Lord.
Years ago on this day. If you don't mind, I, some of you may not know the words, but if you maybe just follow along with the person next to you, that'd be fine. But would you stand? And the title of the song is Because He Loved Me.
Say amen.
Amen.
If you're thankful he puts you better than where he found you, say amen.
Amen.
We y'all pray for us tonight. We're not here to sit up here and say, y'all look at us. We're here just to worship the Lord, and that's the only reason.
Amen.
Y'all please pray that the Lord would anoint us and allow us just to sing for his glory tonight. Sat by the wayside begging, He cried out to Jesus, for he knew the chance he was taking.
The crowd said, "Be quiet, don't bother him now." But the more that they pressed him, the louder he would shout, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And today, I believe he can see. He is more than enough to make the wild man to sing. He is more than enough to guide you and me. He is more than enough to turn the water to wine. He is more than enough to feed a family like mine. He is more than enough to heal all disease. And he is more than enough to wash the sin out of men. He can raise up the dead and give a new life. And Jesus is more than enough.
He said to the Lord, "My daughter is dying at home." Then another man said, "She's dead, leave the master alone."
When he heard what was said, his heart was grieved. He said, "Be not afraid, but only believe." Then he spoke to the child, "I say unto thee, arise." And I believe she's alive, cause he is
more than enough to make a blind man to see. He's more than enough to guide you and me. He's more than enough to turn the water to wine. He's more than enough to feed a family like mine. He's more than enough to heal all disease. He's more than enough to wash the sin out of me. If he can raise up the dead, give a new life, then Jesus is more than enough.
Bless the Lord.
When the hurt goes deeper than the deepest place your heart has ever known, and you're standing in your darkest trial, and it seems you're standing all alone, and the tears fall down like bitter rain, and you're wondering if the sun will shine again. In the midst of disappointment, just look around. You'll find a faithful friend. He's walked through my darkest valley, shining light upon the lily by the way. He has picked me up and held me when I thought I could not face another day. When my heart had stopped its singing and my mind was simply searching for an end, I can tell you by experience, I found a faithful friend. Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than any brother ever can. When the ones that you have trusted proven true, on Him you can depend. He will never fail or let you down, and His love will help your broken heart to mend. So pick up the
broken pieces and turn around. You'll find a faithful friend. He's walked through my darkest valleys, shining light upon the lily by the way. He has picked me up and held me when I thought I could not face another day. When my heart had stopped its singing and my mind was simply searching for an end, I can tell you by experience, I found a faithful friend.
I'm thankful tonight that at the end of the day, I'm just a human, Brother Robert. I fail God. I try over and over again, and I find myself making God promises that in the day I know that I'm not going to keep. And I'm thankful that even though every time that I've ever made Him a promise and I've walked out, I've not held up my end of the bargain, He's always been there holding His end. He's never walked away. He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. And praise God, He's never going to.
Jesus is my high tower. He's my light in a dark hour. Without Him, I could not see. Above Him there's no other. Without Him, where would I be? Oh, Jesus, what a friend is He. For He is the rock upon which I stand, and He the present help in time of need. When this whole world had left me all alone, I could feel Him walking right by me. And when everyone walks out, that's when He walks in, just proving once again that He's my dearest friend. And He promised He'd go with me always, even till the end. Just as long as this world stands, He promised to hold my hand, so I would never have to walk alone. And He said He'd go times and through dark days, He would be my friend, my God. Oh, Jesus, He's the best friend in my life. For He is a rock upon which I stand, and He's a present help in time of need. And when this old world had left me all alone, I could feel Him walking right by me. And when everyone walks out, that's when He walks in, just proving once again that He's my dearest friend. And He promised He'd go with me always, even till the end.
We're going to do one more, and then we're going to turn it over to the preacher. I hope that the Lord has been a blessing to y'all through us singing. We... We have no desire outside of blessing the name of Jesus in this world. There's nothing else that I would rather do with my life, and there's nothing else that I can imagine doing. Y'all pray for us. Y'all can probably tell our voice is a little hoarse, but if I got up here depending on myself to sing for the Lord, then I wouldn't be singing much of nothing. So y'all pray for us.
It is well with my soul. If it was said, I've done things so wrong. But the Lord's always been there.
Amen.
He's never left me, never forsaken me. And I thank you for that. And I'm just grateful.
There are days of taking more than I can give. And there are choices that I have made that I wouldn't make again. I've had my share of laughter, of tears and troubled times. This has been the story of my life. I have won and I have lost. I got it right sometimes, sometimes I did not. Life's been a journey. I've seen joy, I've seen regret. Oh, but you have been my God through all of it. You were there when it all came down on me. When I was blinded by my fear and I struggled to believe. But in those unclear moments, you were the one keeping me strong. This is how my story's always gone. I have won and I have lost. I got it right sometimes, but sometimes I did not. Life's been a journey. I've seen joy, I've seen regret. But you have been my God through all of it. And this is who you are, more constant than the stars up in the sky all these years of my life. I look back and I see you, and right now I still do, and I'm always going to. I have won, and I have lost. I got it right sometimes, but sometimes I did not. Life's been a journey. I've seen joy, I've seen regret. But Jesus has been my God through all of it. Oh, I'm thankful, I'm just thankful to know He's been my God through all. What a Savior! If you lost today,
What a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, wonderful, glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Lifting my burdens, relieving my cares. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Giving me strength daily to care. Oh, what a
Thank you. Yeah.
Amen. Grace and knowledge.
Yeah.
Amen. Learn
I'm going to tell you something. As a disciple of our Savior tonight, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, we should not be just followers of Him, but we should be students of Him. We should come learn of me, for He wants us to know that.
Shotgun this back.
Amen.
That's
That's right. Bless you, God. Jesus had to be born like he was prophesied. He had to be born.
Right. Here it is.
Amen.
Amen.
He had to live a perfect, sinless life. Now, he was born under the law.
Bless you, God.
And he had to keep the law.
Bless you, God.
And he had to keep it perfectly.
Amen.
Because God already said, if you'll be in one moment, you'll be in another.
Yeah.
Amen. But yet, Jesus lived that perfect life.
Amen. That's right.
I've met some people, Brother Harold, that think they're perfect.
Amen. God bless you.
But that makes them imperfect, right?
Amen.
Right.
That's right.
Because Jesus was perfect.
Amen.
Our Savior was perfect.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Bible said, Amen. And he did no sin. Now, there was no sin in foundation. No glory. There was no God. No treaty. No badness. No deceit.
Yeah.
In his life. When he spoke, he spoke the truth. Not glory.
Amen.
Go over to the scribes and the Jews, amen. Did lie.
Amen.
That's why a lot of people don't like preachers today.
Amen.
They can't speak the truth, but a lot of them don't speak the truth. They still some that doesn't. And we've heard it tonight this week.
Amen.
We've heard the truth.
Yeah, bless you, God.
Hallelujah. He spoke, amen.
Yeah.
Every day, I sang that song. This is about us such sometimes. Amen. We walk hand in hand with us.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes we're hurting. Amen. I believe it's something he picks me up.
Oh,
yeah. Amen. Sometimes I need that kind of help. Amen. Listen. Where I'm down in this field, when my heart's broken, he means it.
Yeah.
Glory. When I'm cast down, brother, he don't leave me. I guarantee tonight. Hey, I'm talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. You didn't know what I was talking about, but that's who I'm talking about.
Amen.
That's it, y'all.
Jesus.
Amen.
Our Savior.
Amen.
Our Savior.
Amen.
Bless y'all.
Our
Savior tonight. Bless y'all. The young lady was saying,
Lord.
She said, mine.
Yeah.
Mine. He's mine.
Yes,
Lord. Yeah, I'm his. Amen. I tell you what.
Amen.
I ain't worried about the stock market.
Amen.
I ain't worried about China.
No.
I ain't worried about North Korea.
No,
I ain't worried about Iran. Amen. You know these streets are. You think you know what's going to happen? No. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know what holds tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's all I need. Amen. Yeah.
We got something to praise about that.
Yeah,
I hope I start to be thankful tonight.
Yes,
I ain't got anything to be thankful for but this. I don't have to die and go to
heaven.
But I've got much more than that.
That's right.
Boy, he's been good.
Yes,
I get an argument around here with some of these fellows in church when I say I'm the most blessed man on the faith of God's
own. Oh, bless you.
And I believe it. I don't see how anybody could be any more blessed than I am.
Amen.
Amen. No, I'm not rich. No, I'm not famous. No, amen. I'm not powerful. I'm just saved. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, Brother Harold mentioned about a song in your heart, amen.
Bless you, God.
The Lord put one in my heart, amen. I can't say it out of you.
Bless you, God.
I have to quote it. But I want to tell you something about a song. Hey, one of these days, come on, he's my Savior, I'm going to sing a new song.
Amen.
Because what the Lord's done in my heart.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to be able to sing the song of angels. I'm going to be able to sing.
Amen.
They're going to have to step back and listen to me sing.
Amen.
I can't sing a lick down here. I am funny there. I cannot sing. Then you go over and check me, and he stepped aside of me. Now, I'm ready to be. No, but I believe I'm going to be able to sing a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, man, when I get to heaven, I'm going to be able to.
Yes, come on.
Listen, he don't laugh loud. Are you not going to lie now?
Hey, yeah, amen.
Some folks say, well, that preacher preaches too loud, they sing too loud. Hey, we're just getting ready for heaven.
That's right.
Amen.
It's going to be loud up there. Amen. Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Don't sing that song.
Yeah.
I don't remember why I said it, Walter. Something about that name.
Yeah.
You know what I was talking about? You know this.
That's the more you're saying.
Sweetest name on earth? I don't know. I said it, Walter. Just sing something. Amen. I tell you what, I love Jesus.
Yes,
I am sold out on Jesus.
Yeah.
This whole world ain't got nothing for me anymore.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You're right, the Lord.
There's something about that man.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Boy, they suffered in that.
Amen. That's right.
Have you ever been that? Maybe you've been in a place where you didn't know what to do. You didn't know where to go.
Right.
And the Lord comes to you.
Blessing God.
Blessing God.
Yeah, thank you.
that's where it's at.
Walking up Calvary's hill.
just obeying the Lord, doing that that God said to do. And I believe God sent us a message tonight. And I'm thankful for it. I thought about three men one time. One of them denied the Lord. One betrayed him. There's one of them believed.
Bless your heart.
Amen. And Paul was on that shield. He said, the angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve, stood by me this night. He said, I'm going to believe God, even as it was told me.
Yeah.
Yes. My friend tonight, Brother Teddy said, there's two parts.
Yes.
We've got to have faith, and then we've got to trust
him. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God's great name.
Yes, amen.
That's worth that.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, I believe there's a God. The devil believes in truth.
Yeah.
Yes, amen.
A lot of people say that. But do we trust him?
Yes,
amen.
God is
do we trust him? Said a man one time was pushing a wheelbarrow across the table between two buildings. He said, you believe I'd do it again? They said, yeah, yeah. He pushed it back across. Rolled it back across. Said, you really believe I can? Yeah, we know you can. You've done it so many times. He said, come up and get in the wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. Thank God. Jesus told Peter, vision to come to. You know what the Lord said? Simply come. He got out of that boat and walked on the water. That's trusting. And I'm glad of what I feel tonight.
Amen.
And I'm not going to prolong the Jesus time. And I'm glad of Jesus. Praise God, He's the number one.
Amen.
And after I thought about after the, our Lord rose from the grave, He stayed down here 40 days. He appeared unto many people.
Yeah.
He was in different forms. They were small boys walking to the mill.
Yeah.
I believe it was about, they said, according to that, about 7 miles. It's so sad. But Jesus drew near and walked with
them. Amen.
Yes, amen. And he began to talk with them. And they said, well, you ain't heard what's happened.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. You don't know what's going on. You won't know why they're sad, why they're walking like that. I said, well, the one we trusted in, he crucified. This is the third day. Boy, the Lord just opened up the scripture and began to talk to
them. Yes, and my
boy, here they went. They got there at the house close to where they sat. The Bible teaches us. And he started to go on. They said, no, come on, get deep with
me. Yes, amen.
Amen. Thank God. I'm glad. He's been eating with us. We've been eating with him tonight.
Amen. Yes.
The Bible tells us he took the bread and broke it. Bless you. Give it to him. And he moved on out. But boy, I'll say their eyes were open. Maybe
yes,
they see something. They submit our heart. Burned within us.
Yes.
And I don't know if the Bible don't say this, but just the thought that I had. I believe they said, man, that's, he used to break bread for us. He used to bless it. We used to sit down there with him. That's got to be him. Amen.
Amen.
My friend, that's what I'm glad of tonight.
Yeah.
It's a reality.
Yes, amen.
Our Lord and Savior,
amen.
Jesus Christ.
Yes,
friends, if you don't want him, if you've never been saved, God wants to save you. I say this is Easter gonna be Easter Sunday and everything. But I praise my Lord. We serve a resurrected resurrected Savior.
Yes.
One that gave his life that me and you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes,
amen. That's what I'm glad of tonight. I don't know what it would be without Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. I sure wasn't going to find that.
No.
Amen. But I'm glad of everything the Lord's done tonight.
Yes,
amen. And what He's going to do for us. There's sing another verse of that tonight. If there's anyone else who would love to come and pray tonight, maybe you believe in Him, but do you trust Him?
Yes, amen.
Do you say, Lord, you're the one that's going to lead me? He mentioned, I want to know more about my Lord.
Yes.
The Paul said,
thank you for everything tonight. Amen. pray while we try to sing this song.
Thank God.
I'll tell you, I appreciate being here, and I hope it's
just bless you real good.
And we appreciate you, buddy.
Amen.
I thank God tonight that the Spirit of God here we are, the sons of God, and I'm thankful for that. Amen. The assurance of Jesus is finally. Oh, what a glory to the glory of God. Oh, how that blessed assurance that I am thankful for.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm gonna say I love the Lord tonight. I'm gonna be honest. I'm glad I've got a God I can feed.
Amen.
Boy, it's good to be able to feel what I feel.
Amen.
I appreciate this
right.
Tonight.
Amen.
Bless you,
Lord.
Amen.
I like to say I love the Lord. I thank for saving my soul, and I'm glad I got to come to revival every night because I appreciate Brother Harold preaching. I felt the Spirit every time I came, and I've just been blessed.
God,
I'm thankful tonight that I've got so much to thank Him for.
Yeah,
brother. And I shared this last Monday. And one time I was going through, I was picking the garden, and all of a sudden the Lord just came to me, and I just thought how blessed I was of all He's done for me, and how He's got to save me when I was 11-year-old boy. And I'm thankful that the Lord died on the cross for me, Brother T.
Yep.
If it wasn't Him, I don't know where I've been, what I would be, and I don't know how the world would be. I wouldn't want to know what the world would be like without God.
Yes.
And I'm thankful for it and save my soul for the Spirit I've got to feel tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
I'd like to thank the Lord for letting us be here tonight. Brother Harold was my pastor many years ago. And he is still the same today. And you know, we had a lot of chat services up at Gilroy Road Church. But I'm so thankful that we can still have it today.
Amen.
And let God have control.
Amen. The Spirit has never drawn no notes. The Spirit has never drawn no
notes. That's right.
Amen. In the hearts of the mountains.
And him worked at the same place too, you know. But We went in that Monday morning, and me and him went to work, and we were as close as me and you was. You know, Brother Harold looked at me, and he said, I can't get away from you, can I? Things like that, you know. And the lady said back here tonight, and said, you've been here about every night. You love Brother Harold. And I said, yes, sir.
Yes.
I do love Harold, and I know when Brother Harold preaches, the Lord's
speaking.
And I love the Lord more than Brother Harold.
Yes, your heart.
I love Brother Harold's family. I know them through the years and all, each and every one of them, you know. And it was good to see David up there tonight. David probably don't even remember me, you know, but I remember him one time, so he squirted me with the water. He wasn't about that high. You know, I kid him about it sometimes. You know, he knows who I am now. I just, you know, I love the family and appreciate them. And I just hadn't been in service with Brother Harold in several years, you know. I mean, I have occasionally, but it's just good to be here with Brother Harold, Keith, his family, and this other one, Brother Doug here. I hadn't been in service with him a while. I'm just, I don't know, even you, Katie. I haven't been in service with you in a long time either, you know.
Praise the Lord.
I just really, really enjoyed it. We used to have some good times together. I know Brother David's wife real well, too, you know, and we just pray and hope that she gets better.
Amen.
Know her family, Ma and Polly's family, and know them, Katie Pastor. I mean, they're real people, you know, real people.
Amen.
Just appreciate the Lord, and y'all just pray for me and Charlotte, because, I mean, the Lord's been good to you. Just like Harold said the other night, the Lord's been good to me and Charlotte, and you know, he's probably still alive, you know,
yeah.
And everything, and all of us, he has. He's probably still alive, you know, and just, I was hoping that he was going to sing tonight, you know. He could have sung a solo or anything, but that song there, I've heard him and his family get up and sing it many times.
Yeah. You
know, it's just good to be in service with them.
Amen.
Y'all people here at Rock, too, we just felt good to be here. You know,
amen.
Well, I'll tell you, it's sure good to be saved tonight.
Amen.
You know, I used to have an old saying, God's better to me than anybody else. I'm Hawthorne, Billy Davis, I guess you remember him, Brother Harold.
Yeah.
He came to me one Sunday morning and said, Max, do you think God's a respecter of persons? I said, no. He said, well, why do you think he's better to you than he is anybody else?
Yeah.
And I guess that's all of us, his feelings, that God's better to us.
Yes.
Than he is anybody else. Amen.
God bless
you. Oh, how real God's been. And God hasn't been real in all my days. He was done very with me. God knows the best. And amen. Had a whole lot of people. He left me around here, but he had a whole lot of people when we come preach to and punish. And also, we thank God for his Brother Harold.
Bless
his wife, has been a great, great blessing in days in my life. And also, Virginia. And all we called when I pastored Brown Chapel over about 74, I believe it was, somewhere along there. I called down to his house to get him to come help me in the revival. And Virginia said, well, he's not available right now. I said, well, I'd just like to talk to him. And all, I said, who is this? And I said, this is Max Bay. She said, hold on, Max. Said, he's out there. We got a little camper out there, and this is prayer room. And now he goes out there, and he's out there praying right now. So he'll be out there a while. You won't get him until he gets through with that. Amen. So that's a praying man right there. Amen. And all, the reason his message is so good, and all the way he does is good. He does a whole lot of reading and a whole lot of studying. And all, Virginia keeps a real sharp pencil. And all, she does all the fines. And all the nice and out there real good. She got him direct. And I'll speak with Mr. Martin. The other night when I got to hear him, he had Mr. Martin on what Virginia got Roseanne for him. Just like God for him. I can assure you, Harold's message just comes from God.
Yes.
By the Spirit and power of God.
Amen.
Amen. Harold, Larry's been such a blessing to the Lord.
Amen.
hundreds of people, thousands of people over here. We just thank God for it. All Brother Eddie, I think, was asking the other night, said, he's pretty well known, ain't he? And I said, yeah, he said, well known. He's all up in, and I've been robbed. I said, yeah, all up in Blue Ridge, Blairville, all up in the mountains up in there, and all. If you'll listen to him right quick and right close, you'll be able to find out he is a true mountain boy, because he won't save you all, he'll save you once. Amen. So we thank God for it. Amen. Brother Harold, you're a blessing to me. And I thank God for it. I know you've been a great help to me and strength to me. But ain't it good tonight to be saved?
Amen.
To know that God loves you.
Yeah.
How many times, I'm going to ask this question if I get out of the way. How many times did you reach and look at somebody and say, tell them God loves you? God loves you. God loves you. Mm-hmm. But how many times did you stop in a day and look up and say, thank you, God, for loving me?
Yeah, bless your heart, Max. That's good.
That's when the blessings come, when you realize that God loves you.
Yeah.
May God bless you. Yeah. Let me get out of this.
Amen.
Good to be saved.
Amen.
If I'm going to have the church, Brother, thank you for coming this week. Later, it's a hard week. Appreciate your wife coming. It's not better than else. Amen. If you stand, thank you. That's Brother King. Give this message. Lord, I just can't thank you enough, Lord, for what you've done for us this week. Lord, we just thank you for this church, Lord, we pray that you'll be with his family. We really have to pray, or we don't really want to dismiss the service, Lord. We just want to keep on here at Rock for several more months or years. Lord, just keep it that way, Lord.
Yes, God.
We just ask you to be with all these people.